Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrations of the day. Beyond that, it is the bride's birthday today, so we celebrate that one. I guess we celebrate that for about a week, so that's just that issue right there. National Cherry Turnovers Day, Bridge Remembrance Day, and for my eldest son, he'll probably be happy to know that today is National Power Rangers Day. If I ever mention that to him, he may not be too happy. That was his excitement, Power Rangers, at one point in time. That was his fun. Just moving right along, what's going on in the markets right now? We are looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average after being up significantly yesterday. Fairly flat this morning, not a whole lot of change in the markets. We're looking at it's up 1546. Now again, not a whole heck of a lot of excitement right there. Oil down 14 cents a barrel. Ho hum on that one as well. And we can look at the 10-year Treasury. That's up a little bit. Again, not a whole lot of excitement to report in the markets, but we have been watching. We watch them every day for you. There's a lot going on in the bond market. We have seen some reports coming out of the housing market. Yes, housing is in the news again. Now, I am going to tell you the false narrative that you will be hearing on some of the stations right now. There is a false narrative. They're going to come out, and I promise you, you'll hear it today. Housing market slows down. Okay, well, we did see the CoreLogic numbers, and yes, I understand that CoreLogic sometimes is telling us data, or not sometimes, is generally giving us data that is a little bit older in nature. Why is it? They look 3 months, they do a three-month average, but they're always a lag of 3 months in presenting those numbers to us. So they do have a bit of a lag, but the numbers still are, you know, if you continue to use the same numbers over and over again, you're going to have consistency in the numbers. So yes, the numbers did come out. Yes, they are a little bit more benign or dropped a little bit, but they did not go backwards. What I'm saying there is when you look and hear the news today, they're going to tell you that the housing market has slowed down. Well, that's true, but what it did, it went from 6.5 to 6.3. as far as an appreciation level in the 20-city index. So is it slower? Yes, because it went from 6.5 to 6.3. Is it above the averages for California in most areas? Yes. We're still appreciating faster than the norm, just not as fast as we were a month or two ago. So when you hear the news saying, well, the housing is slowing down or housing prices decreased, no, the appreciation rate decreased. So it's like, again, if we have a $100,000 house and last year it was going to go up 6.5%, so it increased by $6,500. This year, if it goes up 6.3%, it's going up $6,300. So is it slower? Yes. Is it slowing? No. Is it depreciating? Is it losing value? No. The numbers are still extremely strong in the housing market. Now, does it take a little bit longer to sell a property? Absolutely. I think it's up to 27 days. It was at 23 days. So yes, it is taking a little bit longer to sell properties right now. Does that mean that you need to have a great real estate professional so that it gets done? Yes. Can you continue to try and use 1990 sales tactics to sell a house in 2018? No, it doesn't work that way. That's why I tell you on a regular basis, don't even go and try to look at some of these discount real estate companies, because basically their business is to put your house on the MLS. It does not take rocket science to do that. Now, I know one of the big advertisers. I see them advertising all the time. They've got some of the dumbest commercials in the whole world talking about some purple rock or something. And I think their marketing is, well, $3,600 flat rate to list your house. Well, I'll tell you right now, if you want somebody to get your house on the internet, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll do it for you for free. Does not cost any money to put your house on the internet. Again, call me at 800-306-1990. Anywhere in the sound of my voice, I will put your house on the internet totally free. That doesn't take care of the cost of getting professional pictures done. I can introduce you to the people to do that, but you need to have professional pictures. If you're trying to sell an asset that's $300,000, $400,000, $1 million, and you want to use your iPhone to go take pictures that look like garbage, and you wonder, why is it that my house isn't selling? Well, hello, do it the right way and it will sell. Just a simple thought right there. And I'm looking right now that, yes, the year-over-year inventory is up for Orange County, California, going from June 2013 to June 2018. And I just look year-over-year, we're up 6%. Month-over-month, we're up 2%. We've got 5,491 homes on the market as of this report. If you want the report, I'd be happy to send it to you, again, totally free. But the idea here is you look at the number of potential first-time home buyers, ages 27 to 35, there's 87,000 of them, 87,600. We need 30,000 new homes needed to meet that demand, yet we're only building 10,000. We're very, very short on the amount of properties being built to cover demand. What happens when we don't have enough demand or supply to meet the demand? Prices continue to go up. That's why we're continuing to see a 6.3% appreciation when the 43-year average for Orange County, California is 5.11%. If you want the averages for Riverside, San Diego, happy to send all of those to you. It doesn't cost you anything. We'll get them out there. But just think about what the numbers are telling you and do your own research, because like I said, you are going to hear this tonight on the evening news when they're not talking about the dumb Russia stuff or who got paid what, which is irrelevant to you, right? You're going to hear some of this information when you look at the markets. What is happening so wonderful in the stock market? The news doesn't want to tell you these things either because we've got a trade agreement with Mexico. Yes, it has to go to the Senate. Who knows if the Senate will ever do anything, but, you know, hopefully they'll look at it. But the market was up strong yesterday. Just on the news, the U.S. and Mexico finally reached an agreement on trade. Over the weekend, it was teased that an announcement was likely to come on Monday. Stocks were more than ready to rally on the news. Yesterday afternoon, the wait was finally over. A new deal was announced. The White House is calling the agreement the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement, saying they will ditch the old name NAFTA. Now, that kind of upsets Canada because they want to be involved. Guess what? They're coming to the White House today to see how they can jump on the bandwagon. Will that be covered in the news? No. They're too busy worrying about Lanny Davis, who lied to you. Now he's finally telling you that he lied to you. And CNN, to say the Clinton News Network, oh, yeah, Lanny Davis did lie. Oh, well. But that's what they want to cover and not tell you what's really going on in the market. Now, after they finish with Mexico, after they finish with Canada, do you think they're going to start working with the European Union? Yeah, that's the next one as well. And then they'll end up seeing what they can do to U.S. and China. When they see that, the market is going to skyrocket. You're going to see a big, big jump further in the market. Is the news going to tell you that? Probably not. They're too busy again talking about who the president slept with 20 years ago. Who gives a hoot? Do you really care? Most of us don't. But we want to know is what affects us. How does it affect us? We're not going to hear that from the news media. What other items are in the news right now? Again, top of the list, the demoted Department of Justice official to testify on anti-Trump dossier, Bruce Orr. Now, the media wants to say that he's just a low-level employee of the Department of Justice. Let's see if this is how you define low level. He was the most senior individual in the entire Department of Justice of the career employees, the non-politically appointed employees. He was the top dog. So just think about that one. President Trump threatens an action against Google for rigged search results. Good idea. I'm not a big fan of the government getting involved in these issues. But you know something? If we're trusting these search engines, Google, or you're trusting social media, Facebook, Twitter, as being the sources of news, that's where most people are getting their news anymore. Think about that. We need it to be accurate. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's left or it's right. It needs to be correct. Otherwise, these search engines need to put in there some sort of a safeguard so we can find out, at least tell us that they're giving us baloney information. Unbelievable. Fake CNN, prominent Republican, conservative, and fair media outlet is shut out, is what the concept is. President Trump's tweets preface testimony next week from representatives from Google, Facebook, and Twitter who will answer lawmakers' questions about election interference and censorship. Twitter has faced allegations from conservatives, including the president, in recent weeks that it has been purposely hiding tweets and accounts of prominent Republicans. Well, we know that's for sure true. Twitter has denied it shadow bans any user, but we've seen that that is happening. Just a thought. Keep that in mind when you're looking at this information. The Joint Chiefs of Staff will be conducting a rare briefing today. Jim Mattis, along with Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joseph Dunford, scheduled to make an extremely rare joint appearance in the Pentagon briefing room this morning to take questions from reporters. Do you think they'll get anything honest? We already saw what they did with Tiger Woods yesterday, so that was kind of gave us a area in that arena. Unbelievable. Moving right along, the video game maker Electronic Arts canceled three tournaments of its Madden NFL 19 football game to review safety protocols after a competitor who lost the tournament attacked with a gun. Can you believe that? Going and killing people after losing a tournament. Now, had to be somewhat planned, right? Otherwise, well, he wouldn't have had a gun with him in the first place. Be fascinating to see where this whole story leads. I guess he had some mental health issues. But yeah, we're not supposed to talk about that because we would much rather talk about the idea that, you know something, the gun did it. Yeah, sure, the gun did it, but the guy, how did the gun get itself there?
You know better than that.
Absolutely, you know better than that. And we talk about it right here on Ron Siegel Radio on a regular basis. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the area. By the Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star is the only one I know of that has the fast pass loan approval. Gold Star Mortgage. Check them out. Allows your real estate professional to make that same as cash offer. You can compete with those cash buyers. Who do you think saves money at that time? Well, we look at the markets, looking at the mortgage market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 21, oil down 19 cents as we speak. Let's look over at what the bonds are doing. That's always the one that drives the mortgage market. No matter what anybody tells you, it is the bond, the mortgage-backed securities that always drives the bond market. We've been talking about the technical analysis of the bond market. I've shared that with you on a regular basis. We are looking the 10-year treasury up 3 basis points, 287.5 is the interest, the yield on that. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond now 9 basis points. That means interest rates there are up. Now we are holding right at a floor right there. We're looking at a combination of the 25-day moving average and the 50-day moving average. I'm sorry, it's not. It's 50 and the 100-day moving average have come together, and that is basically our level of support. So we're kind of sitting right on that at 101.77. Now, we'll see what happens if we can bounce off that number, but it might be that if we bounce off that, maybe we'll finally get the trajectory to get through that 101.97 that we've been talking about. So we can see interest rates drop. That is the goal right there. Now, that just gives you some of the technical information, but it doesn't give you the why of what's going on. And there can stocks continuing their optimism that the U.S. and Canada may be able to put a trade deal together after the preliminary agreement was accomplished with Mexico yesterday. Mortgage bonds, again, lower, testing that floor, as I mentioned to you, the support between the 100-day and the 50-day moving averages. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index, which tracks the changes in the value of residential real estate across the U.S., showed that home prices appreciated, or the appreciation decelerated slightly but remained strong. Remember, a deceleration in appreciation is very different from declining home prices. The National Index, which covers all 9 U.S. Census divisions, reported a 6.2% annual gain in June, which was down from the 6.3% I'm sorry. It was down from 6.4 in May. The 20-city index showed prices rose 6.3 on a year-over-year basis, which was a slight decline from 6.5 the previous reading. Look out for the media, I told you this before, who will likely be calling for the death of the housing market across the nation. 6.2 appreciation is extremely meaningful, and quite frankly, it's healthy that it's cooled off a bit. We've talked about this in the past. Frequently what ends up happening is if the market is going up too rapidly, that can pose a problem. We do not want to see rapid growth because we can then see rapid decline. We don't want that. We want to see it something more along the normalcy of the market. That is the Mortgage Minute that is brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, the only ones with the Fast Pass loan approval that we've talked about on a regular basis. I thought I'd share with you this concept of starting a new business and some of the top credit considerations. A lot of people don't think about the credit size or the credit aspect of a new business. So I thought it would be good for us to share that here today. Flexibility, being your own boss, following a passion, endless reasons to start your own business. And since they employ more people nationally than their larger counterparts, small businesses also play a key role in driving economic growth. On a side note, did you see the Atlanta Fed came out and said they're expecting GDP to be 4.6% for the third quarter? Nice. Flip side, 82% of small businesses will close due to a lack of capital, according to a U.S. bank report. So to transform your dream into a viable operation, it's important to set your business up for success, starting with strong capital. Before you shop for funding, make sure your personal credit is in good standing. If it is not in good standing, let's get you in touch with one of our friends of the radio program who can help with getting your credit cleared up, get your credit report cleaned and accurate. Generally, an accurate report is going to get you higher scores than the reports that are shown, because generally the reports that are shown are not accurate. Before you shop for funding, make sure your personal credit is good standing. Again, ideally, you want to have a credit score of 720 or higher in order to secure the most desirable rates. If your credit needs some help, again, give us a call. Let's get you in touch with some of the specialists who work with Ron Siegel Radio, or I can get you in touch with a couple of services that have the templates for the do-it-yourself process of repairing your credit. Once you're ready to secure capital, remember to diversify your sources, since funding from multiple sources will mitigate your risk should one of the pipelines close, meaning you can keep the business going while you look to replace that one channel. Countless options. Here are some places to start. Obviously, SBA loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration offers micro loans up to $50,000 for small businesses, with the average disbursement being $13,000. One thing to keep in mind is this type of funding can be difficult to get due to strict qualifications, and more established businesses tend to take priority. This doesn't mean you shouldn't apply. Instead, think of this as just one potential funding source. Micro loans from nonprofits with more relaxed requirements. This capital is easier to secure for most borrowers. Also, these lenders often award to minority business owners, startups located in struggling communities, and companies with unstable finances. Grants. Securing grant funding can be a long road with a lot of paperwork, but the return may be worth the effort if it can bankroll your dream. .gov and USA.gov each have, Dream.gov and USA.gov each have deep database of loan options, including ones targeted specific demographics such as veterans, women, or minorities. Have you talked to friends and family? It's important to be strategic when seeking loans from friends and family. Make sure you focus on those who support your goal. And since they're making a personal stake in your dream, it's vital they clearly understand the risks. Crowdfunding. These sites allow owners to raise capital with the option to either gift donors a reward or offer them equity in the business. Kickstarter and GoFundMe are well-known reward-based options. And for equity sites, SeedInvest, CircleUp, or CrowdFunder are good places to start. High interest options, credit cards and personal business loans, cure funds. But keep in mind, they come at the cost of higher interest rates than most other options, especially for those with poor credit. Financial advisors warn that these should be a last resort, only tapped when small amounts of cash are needed. Applying for a new business loan is rarely a direct path, so if your application is rejected, remember you always have the option to review the reason and reapply with an amended application. If you're concerned about your credit, you can check your three credit reports for free once a year. To track your credit more regularly, I've told you this before, creditkarma.com is a good source. They are not giving you a FICO score. They are giving you a credit score, not the same thing as your FICO score. FICO is what's used by the major bureaus. The Credit Karma is giving you a credit score. Again, not a FICO score. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, home sales expected to continue increasing in 2019. Can you be denied a rental home because of bad credit? Talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime off air, number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Well, welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Real Time Real Estate segment. Being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. They're out there looking. There is still a lot of desire for real estate in Southern California, so find that dream home. I haven't seen any option that comes out or service that gets you information any quicker than our friends over with the Nest solution. They get that information to you really quick. You get a text message when a property meets the desires of what you are looking for. Once you set that up and tell the app, hey, this isn't the area that I want to live in. This is the amount of bedrooms I want to have. All that pertinent information, what the must-haves are. They're going to give you that information. They're going to send you that text message at a very, very opportune time. That is the idea of what they're working on. Like I say, I did a test with an agent. We put two properties on the market. One went on to, and we got the information probably a day and a half sooner from the Nest application than we did from the Z company that comes out and everybody knows about. So just a little bit of a heads up to you there. Home sales, the expected to continue increasing in 2019. Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and the Mortgage Bankers Association are all projecting that home sales will increase nicely in 2019. I shared a chart earlier depicting the projections of each entity for the remainder of 2018 as well as 2019, and they're all looking for growth. Now, Freddie Mac is saying that the growth will be more than Fannie Mae and MBA, but not by a whole heck of a lot. They both say good numbers for this year and even better numbers for next year. As we can see, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and the Mortgage Bankers Association all believe that home sales will increase steadily over the next year. If you're a homeowner who has considered selling your house recently, now may be the best time to put it on the market. You might also think about having an initial consultation with a real estate professional to see what their thoughts are about where you might be able to benefit most. Right? I mean, every property, every area, when we talk about the Mortgage Bankers Association, and really, in all honesty, any of the other sources that we talk about, almost always on Ron Siegel Radio, unless we've got a guest in chatting with us, we're really talking about what's going on a national level. We're not talking the micro-local, or hyper-local, they call it. Right? You need to be dealing hyper-local because what's happening on a national level does not necessarily have any bearing on what's happening in your neighborhood in Indian Wells. Think about that. And all that really matters to you is what is happening in your neighborhood, right? So we want to look at that exact issue. Don't worry about what's going on all over. Just a thought for you. Again, that's the Real Time Real Estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. How much do Americans actually know about credit scoring? I chat about credit a lot on the broadcast. Now, if you're a regular listener to Ron Siegel Radio, you know about how to get your scores the most accurate. You know about making two payments every single month on every one of your credit cards. You know about setting the automations within your bank account so you never miss a payment, so you're always on time. But every year, the Consumer Federation of America and VantageScore Solutions work together to produce the annual credit score survey. The survey examines how much Americans actually know about the credit system. The average credit score reaching a record high of 700 last year, Americans might know a lot more than we think. The survey tested over 1,000 adults on topics related to the overall credit process. These subjects include frequency of checking credit scores, how credit scores are calculated, and the best ways to increase your score or keep it high. 2018 results showed that on whole, Americans have increased knowledge and participation in the credit score process compared to previous years? We'll break down the results into three key findings. Obtaining their credit scores, finding the number of individuals who sought out their credit score at least once in the last year rose to 57%, an 8% increase from 2014. The majority of these individuals were potential borrowers who scored 5 to 10 percentage points higher on survey questions compared to non-borrower surveys. This suggests that potential loanees are more interested in credit scoring because they're aware of how it impacts their ability to secure a loan. Room for improvement with the 2017 Equifax data breach that exposed approximately 143 million Americans' information or the high frequency of errors on credit reports, borrowing shouldn't be the only motivation for regular upkeep. The credit process is like a game of telephone with information being passed from consumer to lender to credit bureau. Since human error is inevitable, surveillance is key. How the credit scores are calculated. Here's the findings. The Consumer Federation of America found that majority of respondents were able to identify three key factors in how credit scores are calculated: missed payments, high credit card balances, and personal bankruptcy. Room for improvement. The respondents listed some incorrect items they thought were also calculated into a credit score, including marital status does not count in your credit score. Wow, that's a little bit loud there, guys. Let's see if we can tone them down a little bit. Age, tax liens, medical debt under 6 months old, and civil judgments. Those are all items that are not calculated into your credit score any longer. Key step towards raising your credit score is to fully understand what you're being assessed on. How to increase your credit score, keep it high, findings. The survey also found that the majority of respondents were able to recognize specific ways to either increase or keep your credit score high. 86% said to make all loan payments on time. That's good news. 72% said to keep credit cards balances under 25% of the credit limit. Good news. And 66% said by avoiding opening several credit card accounts at the same time. Room for improvement. Despite being able to correctly identify individual methods to increase their credit score, almost half of all respondents couldn't identify all three together. Following all score boosting tactics simultaneously will create better results than performing simply one. So here's the takeaways. The findings from the 8th Annual Credit Score Survey suggest that Americans are more curious and invested in the credit process than ever before, especially if they are in a life stage that requires borrowing. What has caused this spike in interest? Let's take a look at a few possible explanations. High amount of errors on credit reports. As mentioned earlier, approximately 1 in 5 credit reports have an error. That's what the findings say. I say every report has an error. My opinion, I just have looked at a lot of reports. Never seen one that is completely accurate, so I will go with my assessment as opposed to this survey. With this commonality, continuous surveillance is needed to ensure you're not just another statistic. Free access to reports under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. You are entitled to one free credit report a year from each of the three main credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. This gives Americans the opportunity to check their score and dispute any errors immediately. Taking advantage of the three free annual credit checks can help consumers become more familiar, more comfortable with the credit process. Companies are offering free services. More and more companies are offering a free credit score estimation. Now remember, nothing is free. What are they getting in exchange? You're giving them some information, and you're accepting the fact that they're going to show you advertisements. The estimations will typically provide a basic explanation to accompany the projected credit score, allowing for an additional teaching moment for the consumer. Ease of access at your fingertips in a digitally driven world. Consumers have access to millions of online resources regarding credit. This portal of unlimited resources has greatly helped Americans better understand their credit scores. So in preparation for the next survey on consumer understanding of credit scores, Here's some core features about credit scoring. How credit scores are actually calculated. Payment history accounts for 35% of your overall credit score and looks at your ability to make all payments on time. Credit utilization, this accounts for 30% of your credit score and measures how responsible you are with your credit usage. A healthy credit utilization score would be 30% of available credit or less. Length of credit history, accounting for 15% of your score. This looks at how much experience you have handling credit by observing the age of your accounts, the mix of accounts. This makes up 10% of your credit score. It's recommended to have a balance in types of loans between revolving and installment. Revolving loans are mortgage or auto loans on which you pay the same amount every month. Installment loans can be found with the store credit cards, where the amount due varies according to how much you owe. New credit inquiries accounting for 10% of your credit score. This tallies the number of times you requested a loan in the short term. It's best to keep this number as minimal as possible. So a few methods to boost your score or keep it high. According to the Consumer Federation of America, there are best practices you should adopt in order to achieve a high credit score. Those recommendations including making consistent loan payments on time, only using up a small portion of your available credit, paying off debt instead of obtaining another credit card or asking for a loan, regular upkeep of your credit report, and increasing your knowledge of how your credit score works. Your credit score is your financial reputation. With a higher score, you can benefit from lower interest rates and more bargaining power. This year's 2018 credit score survey showed promising results in Americans' credit awareness by finding value in a higher credit score. Consumers are more invested in not only learning more, but participating more in the credit scoring process. Again, get your credit scores, creditkarma.com. And if you have questions about this or solutions or strategies, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. You can reach me at ron@ronsiegelradio.com as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets when we come back. Can you be denied a rental home because of bad credit? We will chat about it. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Go on there and see what they have to say about credit and building your credit. That is the idea. Can you be denied a rental home because of bad credit? Well, the most well-known consequence of having bad credit is trouble getting loans or credit cards, but a low credit score can, yes it can, also make it difficult to find a place to live. Landlords, especially large property management companies, will likely check your credit report before approving your lease, and there are plenty of negative items that landlords see as deal breakers with potential tenants, but don't fret. You may still have options. What is tenant screening? Tenant screening is a process that many landlords will use when determining whether or not they should rent to you, bad credit or not. The tenant screening process will show the landlord if the potential tenant has a history of delinquent payments, and it will give them a clearer picture of whether or not they will pay their rent to them on time and if they will take care of the rental property. During the tenant screening process, the landlord may request the rental application, run a credit and background check, contact previous landlords, contact the tenant's employer, or speak to any references they were given, and they will also usually interview the tenant themselves in person. By most landlord standards, the minimum credit score to rent an apartment is 620, but many landlords look past the credit score and search for specific activity on a potential tenant's credit report. Ben Papale, a real estate broker in Chicago, Illinois, says judgments, tax liens, and collection accounts on utilities are almost always non-starters, but medical collections and late credit card payments are not as problematic in the eyes of a landlord. Barry Marr, a property manager in Corona, California, says the 2007 recession changed his mind on bad credit. Before, he never looked at applicants with bad credit because plenty of other applicants had good credit. Then suddenly, almost all the applications had a credit problem. He says he started looking at it more closely, particularly after the recession hit. He had people who had declared bankruptcy, people who had lost their houses, but was still able to find some incredibly good people to rent to. It can be difficult to get into an apartment with bad credit, but there are a handful of things you can do to improve your approval chances. 7 tips below to help you get into that apartment or house you've been eyeing. Find an apartment with no credit check or an independent owner. That's one of the best ones. Large management companies are less likely to consider applicants with bad credit. So you want to look for a landlord or property manager who has a small operation, who maybe owns just a few units or properties. There are a lot more people open to considering special considerations. Large management companies are unlikely to make exceptions because that opens them up to the possibility of getting sued if someone in a similar situation applies for an apartment and is denied. If you're dealing with an individual rather than a company, you may have an opportunity to tell your story and explain why you'd be a good tenant. Doing so might just be what puts the rental application into your hands. Explain in person. Mar puts a lot of stock in personal interactions. He says he always makes reference calls himself. The one time he didn't led to a terrible tenant, and he won't make that mistake again. Now he knows there's a lot of value in meeting potential renters before deciding. If they're forthcoming and they meet with the person making the final decision to explain their case, way ahead of the game. Pale recommends renters with bad credit write personal statements to stand in with their application, to put the credit problems in context and make argument for themselves. Might even be helpful if they can show proof of prior rental history and rent payments to show they are reliable. Be open about your income and savings when explaining your personal situation. Proof of a stable income can go a long way. Come prepared with pay stubs so you can show that you make enough to comfortably pay rent. Rent should be less than 30% of your monthly income. Some places will go a little bit higher than that, but that's a good rule of thumb. Knowing you're not strapped for cash will be a comfort to your potential landlord. If you don't have a steady income, but you do have a sizable bank account, bring bank statements that show you have enough savings to pay at least 6 months' worth of rent. A final cushion is a financial cushion better than nothing, and it may bring an independent owner over to your side. Make advanced or larger payments is another method. Money talks. Just like how showing your income can help your chance of getting into an apartment, making a large advanced payment can be a helpful gesture of goodwill. Paying a larger security deposit than requested or even 3 months of rent in advance will also elevate your potential, your renting potential in a landlord's eyes. Find a roommate. If you don't have your heart set on having an apartment to yourself, a roommate can be a satisfactory solution while you improve your credit. Find someone who's already secure in their lease so you can move in with them without needing a credit check, or find a landlord who will let you move into a new place with only your roommate's name on the lease. You can save money by splitting rent with a roommate, and your landlord will feel more comfortable having at least one person with good credit living in your apartment. Just don't hang your roommate out to dry when the rent's due. Consider a guarantor or cosigner as a last resort. Having a friend or family member cosign on your rental application will make getting into an apartment a lot easier, but it can strain your relationship if you choose this route. You'll have to find a cosigner who has a secure income and good credit that they're willing to put on the line for you in case something happens and you stop making rental payments. Also need to be certain you'll be able to pay rent every month. Missing a payment means your cosigner will be forced to pay it on your behalf, which can lead to a lack of trust. Nobody wants that, so again, make sure you can pay the rent. And obviously, what you want to do is repair your credit for future transactions. Once you've gone through all the work to get into an apartment with less than ideal credit, take the steps to avoid this situation in the future. You can repair your credit in about 1 to 2 years if you put your mind to it. Important to check your scores and your credit reports from all three reporting agencies before applying for rent. Make sure you know what the heck you're talking about. That's the whole issue right there. Just some thoughts for you. And as always, I do ask that you set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.